Dr. Judy?
Yeah, hi, Ernie.
Hi, God. You know, I'm whoa.
I know.
All right. Yo, you've been busy. You've been
yeah.
You've been doing the rounds. I've been hearing about Dr. G. You know what happened? I can tell that you're doing a lot of interviews and so on because our traffic on our Our traffic on our radio shows have shot to the roof, you know, and they all coming back to woohoo, man, we need some Dr. Judy, man. I don't know what you've been doing. You can tell me all about it when we come back here, you know, of all the stuff that's been going on, but damn, you know. So I knew that was gonna happen. That's why we set it up the way that we do, is because, you know, we know. So all right, here, let me do this. Here, I gotta go through the combination of slideshow, then stop. Donna, come here. You got to do the share, then you put up that, you go here, then unshare, then go to the actual thing, so then it shows it. That's how you do it. Okay. All right. We're coming in now. All right, here we go.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today! Let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Declare your independence from here in the Sandcock here in Phoenix, Arizona, from the BEA, the Phil Studios of Freedom's with Ass, freedomsphoenix.com. That old Alan just get me going, man. All these guys, Karen Katowski in first hour, kind of, you know, logic and reason, going to get some, and kind of, yeah, here it is. And Alan Corwin, you know, Republican, NRA kind of type, you know, America, border America, rule of law America. You know, and good friend, you know, got a lot of good information. I'll be using his book on whatever, but it just philosophically. Well, now we're going to be talking, shift it over to, I wanted to, we used to do every week for years, and then we did every other week, and we just had Dr. Judy Mikovits on last week, but I'm going on this, you know, stuff is happening, we're going on a trip again, I can't get enough Judy, okay? So there is things happening. Dr. Judy, blah, 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 bottom line. She worked at the Cancer Institute. She worked in research and yada, yada. She knows about Fort Detrick and, you know, militarizing, weaponizing of, and worked on, you know, HIV and AIDS and Ebola and this, and knows how viruses and electron microscopes and all kind of whatever. She comes across and says, hey, you know, I can see what's going on. You guys are putting all these animal-generated viruses and pieces and baby parts and all kinds of crap inside people with these retroviruses that are actually physically changing people and jacking up their immune systems, and it's having all kinds of problems on chronic fatigue syndrome and on autism and allergies and all this other stuff, and this is how I know. Oh, hell no, you're so freaking not allowed to say that and tell people, and damn it. So then the man comes in, they, you know, the FBI, oh, no, you're bad, because you said the wrong thing, you're bad. Well, she's like, nope, I'm not, and I wrote a book about it, it's called Plague. Now she's got another book coming out next month, it's going to be, or should be out, like, now, I don't know what the delay is here, but she's getting a book coming out here real quick, and Plague of Corruption. Names. Tony Fauci, Anthony Fauci, standing there by the president, been part of this since the 80s, back in the day, deep state of we got in Big Pharma. Okay, so this is all coming out. People going to have to stay after school, will they? I don't know. But a lot of this is part of a much bigger plan that, you know, myself, Dr. Judy, and a bunch of people, why we're doing these vaccine education summits. She's going to be a speaker at the one June 7th, Sunday in Manchester. You go to vaccineeducationsummit.com. We start getting the stuff up there. We're taking early bird, and it's going to be $80 early bird now, but it'll go to as much as $150 later. You know, I'm because it's expensive getting all these people come in. You know, that I don't like losing money. That's because I don't like losing money. But I give you the low price, low rock bottom, rip me off, I'm losing money price of $80 a ticket, and it's June 7th. Go sign up now because I don't hear you whining later. Okay, now vaccineeducationsummit.com. Now, this is the thing. There are lies, distortions, omissions, and lies, and then there's the truth. Now, if somebody already has a predetermined, they already want whatever, and it's got to be, and we're all afeared, they don't want Dr. Judy on, because when she says, you know, let me tell you what's really going on, that doesn't fit my narrative, I don't like it. And I go, oh, okay, well, then you shouldn't have her on, because she's going to tell you what's up. All right, Dr. Judy. What's up? Help me out here. What's going on?
Well, you know, yeah, that's what we've been talking about on the radio for, you know, pretty much twice a day for the last several weeks. And starting, you know, when we talked to you back on March 17th, or 16th or 17th there, the Tuesday instead of the Wednesday that week, when the shutdown started in Carlsbad. And what we said at that time is they're using contaminated tests. They're, you know, they've literally got coronavirus in the PCR tests. And I just pulled up a article from Sayer G, which shows that the UK and Britain has, the testing's all delayed because they have contaminated PCR tests. You know, well, yeah.
Well, that didn't mean anything. They mean PCR test. What does that mean?
Well, polymerase chain test. What they're doing, the wrong test. So they're doing the wrong test. They're looking for nucleic acids. They're looking for pieces of the virus in your nose. Well, I guarantee you, if I do a nasal swab or a spit swab, I can pull the pieces of any virus I want, particularly out of anywhere. And so at any rate, they're doing the wrong test. What we said at that time is you have to do the antibody test. You have to do serology to tell if a person has really been exposed to the virus. Because if their immune system has seen the virus, they will make an antibody. If it's a past infection, they will make an antibody called IgG, immunoglobulin G. If they have a current infection, they will make an antibody called IgM. A recent or current infection. But you see, they don't want to do this test because what they're going to find is probably half the country already makes antibodies to this virus. Very few are probably going to be recent, and most are going to be past infections that they've acquired over the past several years. So this virus didn't just start in some seafood market and go to 110 countries overnight. That's not how viruses spread. So if people have antibodies, Ernie, you know, after talking to me all these years, that means they're immune. So we don't need a vaccine if our country's immune. Anybody that's making an antibody can go to work and can protect other people because they're not spreading.
Okay, now this is one thing that's interesting. United Kingdom, and initially, Boris, Johnson, comes up and he says, you know, we're just going to get herd immunity by getting sick and take care of yourself and we're done. Man, did he get pressured. Somebody went and explained it to him. You're so freaking not allowed to do that. And so I'm wondering why. You know, what has anybody, any country, well, we got what, Hungary or something, one of the Baltic countries there, he goes, I'm not buying it, we're not shutting down anything, suck it. Oh, man, right. They'll go after him. You know, what do you think we're going to, if they actually have a country that does it that way, and they just take care of themselves and, you know, go blowing your nose on people and so on, and they come out better, you know, they don't like, it's like having the Amish not getting vaccinated. They don't want to include them in the study. I mean, what are we going to find out from that experiment?
So what you're going to find out is that, you know, countries like that are doing what I just suggested. They're allowing a natural herd immunity to take place. That means most of the people that get exposed or infected with the virus don't even have symptoms or have a little cough like like you often say, I'm sick, you know, a little cough, you go to bed, you for a couple of days, you drink chicken soup and lemon juice and la, 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 and you're
fine. Inhale your colloidal silver in your lungs.
Exactly, boom. or a little zinc, and then all of a sudden what you've got is you're immune. So you go back to work, and you don't close down anything, and you're immune. And you're not spreading any virus in anybody because you're making antibodies.
You know, I saw some doctor was going on about what they were finding out. The people that got sick, they had a zinc deficiency.
Well, zinc is a treatment for most viruses, RNA viruses, influenza viruses, you know, even retroviruses. Part of a plan is zinc because, you know, viruses use zinc and other minerals. So we're all mineral deficient anyway. So
yeah, it's a nutrition. What was it? Hippocrates, you know, let your food be your medicine and your medicine be your food. Next.
Correct. And that's the big win from this whole thing.
Yeah.
Because as they lock us down, everybody realizes, you know, the big lies are coming out. Now, Sarah G also just put an article on.
We're going into break. We'll be right back. From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation, a difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. I'm going to come back with reading a piece of RFK Jr.'s foreword and just start it off with that because I need to talk about your book. Now, what is the holdup? How come it's not out now? What's up?
Oh, it's not supposed to come out until April 14th. I actually have two hard copies because Kent sent them to me. So I actually have a hard copy.
Yeah, I saw you holding it up on one of your interviews, and I'm going, hey, where's mine? What the heck?
I'll mail it to you. tell me where to mail it to, and I'll mail it to you.
Donna, bug you.
Yep, we got it. But see, and I'm looking for something I've got up on my screen. I'm going to print this and send this to Donna right away while you're reading this forward. It's an article in New England Journal of Medicine that Sayer G just posted, and the paper itself shows you that, I'm going to print just this screen, COVID-19, so it's tenfold, the fatality rate may be considerably less than 1%, Tony Fauci, Cliff Lane, and Robert Redfield, those three fuckers who killed all the AIDS patients in 1980. Those three fuckers, you know, they're the authors on this New England Journal of Medicine paper that now says 0.1% of the people will die, you know, in any year. So it's today. He's lying about the whole thing. He shut down the entire country, and now he says, oh, I'm wrong.
Oh, really? He's just coming out saying, yeah,
All right.
Let's talk.
I'll print the screen and get it to
all
her.
Do it right now. Donna, here it comes. All right, hold on. Here we go.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
Turn that dial all the way. Shoot me like a rocket in the space. Loving every minute of it. Loving every minute of it.
Loving every minute of it. Woo! I'm rare. Today's the day. I just, you know, they're trying to justify. All right. They want to play. Let's play. And we're going to hear a lot about it. You know, one of the things Dr. Judy has, the book Plague, is when we first started, you know, talking to her and everything and doing the summits and everything all around because of Judy. Judy told me the story. The first 10 days later, we're doing our first vaccine education summit. Bring them all in. We'll get this star rock and roll and whatnot. I know where this goes. Here we go. Well, here we are. All right. So this is, we knew this was because they have to. They, them, those Indian excuses, whatever the hell they're doing. All right. So this is what Robert F. Kennedy Jr., RFK Jr., wrote the foreword to Dr. Judy's and Kent Heck and Lively's book, Plague of Corruption, Moral Courage and Our Common Future. And yet it moves. Galileo whispered those defiant words in 1615 as he left the Roman Inquisition tribunal before which he repudiated his theory that the earth, the immovable center of the universe, according to contemporary orthology, revolved around the sun. He's like, yet it moves. Had he not recanted, his life was forfeit. We like to think of Galileo's struggles as the quaint artifact of a dark, ignorant, and tyrannical era, where individuals challenged government-anointed superstitions only at grave personal risk. Dr. Judy Mikovits's story shows that stubborn orthodoxies anointed by pharmaceutical companies and corrupt government regulators to protect their power and profits remain a dominant force in science and politics. And then he goes on to praise her and a bunch of other stuff, but that's what's going on. Anyone that comes out and challenges, they're making the money, you know, and you're challenging that you guys lying sacks of snot, you know, oh, hell no. And people go, and they'll see the, you know, Snopes doesn't like Dr. Judy. She's a defrocked, you know, shiny badge wearing stethoscope white lab coat person, you know. It's, I'm going, hell, those are the only people I want to talk to. So I'm like, this is, it's insanity, but we go mad in herds. We regain our sanity one mind at a time. And there's a bunch of minds, and they put us in lockdown, and they go, here's this internet thing, and we got all this. You need to go out there and you know, do what we tell you. And then all of a sudden, people start sharing things, and they start learning, and they start looking at videos. And then that's why do you think YouTube shut down and demonetized and deplatformed and deed everything? The decided that you can't share. That's what they did, you know. So this is, you know, so obvious to a lot of us, but they got what they wanted, and they're going to pass another stimulus and another and go one more election cycle. And I'm telling you, this is all going to come out to where the people are just going to go, nah, I think I'll decline. Well, Anthony Fauci, that's been around, you know, you heard Dr. Judy, man, she just can't, you know, waste any opportunity to slap that boy around because he represents the evil of, well, he's up on stage next to Trump. Now, Trump, you know, he always does this. He puts somebody there that, you know, deep state, bad guy, whatever, gets him up on the pedestal, puts the light on, shines, and everybody can spell his name, everybody knows what it looks like, everybody, and you're fired. or something happens. You know, is it on purpose? Is that what's going to happen? What's going on now? Is he recanting? There's something in the news. Dr. Judy's going to tell us about what?
New England Journal of Medicine. So Sayer G and Green Med Info just posted a New England Journal of Medicine article, and it's an editorial by Anthony S. Fauci, H. Clifford Lane, and Robert R. Redfield, who heads the CDC. Tony Fauci and Cliff Lane are the ones that allowed spread HIV through the gay community in the early 80s and made themselves famous. I remember when the viruses were isolated, Cliff Lane said all he wanted to do was be on The Tonight Show. And so you killed an entire continent as you spread HIV through Africa and the original deplorables, the gay men, IV drug users, and prostitutes. So I'm reading a paragraph that Sayer G highlighted from this New England Journal of Medicine editorial, which came out yesterday. And it says, the fatality rate may be considerably less than 1%. This suggests that the overall clinical consequences of COVID-19 may be ultimately more akin to those of a severe seasonal influenza, which has a case fatality rate of approximately 0.1%, or a pandemic influenza similar to those in 1957 and 68, rather than a disease similar to SARS or MERS, which had case fatality rates of 9 to 10 and 36% respectively. So now it's considerably less than 1% fatality, a 0.1%, 100-fold less than they predicted to shut down. This is in the New England Journal of Medicine today. Written by these three criminals who should have been in jail 40 years ago for what they did to spread HIV.
Okay, I'm looking at this New England Journal of Medicine, which is, you know, prestigious, one of their they them those documents of whatever, and it goes, fatality rates may be 10 times lower than official projections. Who's the official? Well, here's the officials.
Fauci.
Yeah, the officials are now saying.
CDC, Redfield, and Cliff Lane's and nobody.
Okay, why? Who's forcing them, you know, to do the, oh, well, we could have had a V. It's after we got the money. It's after we shut everything down. It's after we killed the economy. It's after we're going after, the election, Trump, whatever the hell this is. Why would they do this? Why'd they come out? Who forced them? Is this a Trump thing? Is there a science pushback thing? Is there something? Why would they do this?
I don't know. I mean, why would you? Yeah. Why would you write that editorial when you destroyed millions of lives in our economy? You know, oh, by the way.
We were wrong. Sorry. Oops.
Exactly what we said 3 weeks ago, Ernie. And oh, by the way, most of the country's probably already immune. Why everybody wasn't out in the street after last Thursday's Del Bigtree show where the UK projector said exactly the same thing. Oh, I was wrong. It's 0.1%. That should have all ended last Thursday. The doors should have opened. Everybody should have gone out into the sunshine. And what did the news media report? You didn't hear about this yesterday, did you? Uh-uh. You didn't hear about the fact that they're using the wrong test or a 50-cent dose of alpha interferon will cure the entire country for 50 cents a dose over the course of weeks. Alpha interferon, which we made in 1980.
I don't know who's going to stay after school.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody. And I guarantee you, the world won't open up again tomorrow. This is the problem. When are doctors and people going to wake up? You know, they know better.
Types of advertising.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They know better.
I'm all right. Let me look. Highwire, Dell.
Last Thursday.
Big Tree. We usually put up his stuff. Let's see. He does like once a week. I know what you're talking about. Okay.
And he showed how they're calling everything on death certificates COVID-19. You don't die with a virus. You die from a virus. That's
okay,
like
now
saying,
which one? Coronavirus quarantine or Trump versus Fauci battle of agendas?
The quarantine, I think. Last Thursday. I don't know what the date was. Sorry.
Okay,
19th. The 26th.
Okay, that was 19. And let's see, what was the other one? It was 26. Okay. Yeah, I did see this. It's where he had that doctor, the other guy on the show with him. He does long shows. I mean, it's like a 2-hour, yeah. Man. You got to really commit to whatever. Yeah, we had that up.
That one was so well worth it. I just had it there while I was working and.
Corona.
Yep, Corona.
You can tell when you're getting sick, you know. And when I was in Maine, yeah. You know, in the mud and the ice and snow under a bus doing, I mean, it was wanting to come explain it to me. But I could feel it, you know, but I would just do, all, you know, my oil oregano stuff and gnawing zinc tablets and spraying colloidal silver in my throat all the time and everything. And it kind of, all of a sudden, I woke up one morning just feeling more energy. I'm okay, I guess it's done, you know, and it was never really, it's all about when you start feeling sick and people don't know what to do. They just go through it. They get really sick and then they get better and they're done. You know, I've been able to push this stuff off. When I do that and I get the little bit, it doesn't go full blown and I stop the process. I do my chuck of whatever the hell mushrooms and antiviral, whatever the hell, you know, all the crap and Donna, I just like drink whatever she gives me. And the thing is that, do I still get my immunity?
If you get immunity, if you're exposed to the virus,
okay,
you will make antibodies. If you've not been exposed, your innate, your defenses are all really strong and they're not weakened by anything else. So if you get exposed, you might get the kind of cough I have right now, which is from being disgusted and talking 24/7. and my sister and I, my twin and I always get that. And when, you know, it's in the first book, I lose my voice when I talk too much.
You'd think I'd lose my voice. You know, I did one time I yelled and screaming. It was, long story, but I couldn't talk for a couple of weeks. I could taste blood. I was yelling so loud. It's a long story, but you know, it turned into a court case and never, you know, they tried to keep Ernie quiet. It ain't happening, you know, but the, this is playing out kind of fast. You know, I'm wondering if Fauci and these guys are trying to cover themselves already.
Well, I mean, not with an article like that. Oh, you know, and
well, no, they're covering
now.
Oh, I told you.
The bad guys.
No, they go, I told you. I told you. Yeah, no, it's less. I told you. I told you.
So
you know, don't blame me. I told you.
Today? Why isn't it over today? Why doesn't Trump say the ban is lifted? They admitted they were wrong. Everybody go outside. If you have any concern whatsoever about your whether or
all
not
right,
you're.
We're coming back. Let's talk. Let's find ask that very question. Here we go.
LRN.FM.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Yeah, give me all your dirty laundry. All right, this is what's going on. Here we have Tony Fauci. Give his history. You know, give a bio on him. He, you know, bad guy, long time bad guy, big pharma bad guy.
He's always been in the government. I encountered him in 1983 when I first started working for Frank Rossetti.
He's been helping big pharma. I can tell you that.
Who was the first? Oh yeah, he's in bed with him. At any rate, he's the in 1984 after. You know, Luc Montagnier, Frank Rossetti, and others first isolated the HIV virus. of course, Tony Fauci and Bob Gallo took advantage of that to say, oh, no, you didn't isolate it, Luc Montagnier. You know, we did, and we have the antibody test, and we got the patent, and we're going to do the testing, but we're holding that up for 10 years. We'll kill an entire continent and half of the United States deplorable gay community. And I call it that because, you know, it's you know, people are targeted. You know, they said, oh, you people who are most at risk in HIV have to get the hepatitis B vaccine. And it's the hepatitis B vaccine that spread HIV around the world as they forced the communities. A lot like in the beginning of this epidemic and continuing on, they told all the people at most risk, the old people, my husband, the people who are sick, run out and get that flu shot so we can kill you with that and drive the infection even further. That's what we talked about on the radio yesterday with Tim. And Luke, the 36% increase in your opportunity to get that if you get to get coronavirus, if you get the flu shot and spread that. And oh, by the way, it'll kill you. So Tony Fauci, that was the first time I got threatened to be fired. It's a great story. I'll tell you later. But anyway, I just sent Frank the article you and I just talked about. So since 1984, Tony Fauci has headed the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. Robert Redfield was the crook MD that spread HIV through the military. Destroyed millions of lives as they ruined their careers and called them gay or, I don't know, prostitutes or IV drug users or whatever. So I sent it to Frank this morning and said, oh, you're three old buddies. And Frank wrote, dear Judy, I already saw this. What do you expect from the world's greatest hypocrite? The editorial, and you got to hear this, Ernie, the editorial was published on February 28th. So how can you say, so it is tricky for he will say everything's changed in a month. Somebody should ask him what changed this month. He needs to scare us to keep the money for a vaccine coming. Frank in all capitals. So, you know, I want to ask Frank, why did he keep it from me? But I know the answer because he can't take the rants on the beach in the morning. it's not a lot of fun to find out on your birthday.
I am. When was your birthday? What day?
Today, April Fool's Day.
Oh, happy birthday. Mine was Sunday, 29th. Ha ha ha.
I know, I wrote you.
Thank you. That's right.
It comes up on my computer.
I know. I get a lot from people. I'm like, how the hell do they? Oh, it's a Facebook thing or something. They're assuming I do Facebook, so you know, whatever. But the I'm really happy that we've had a lot of this archived information, and I could tell that you've been doing a lot of shows and so on, because all of a sudden the shows that you and I have done, which is a gazillion of them, God, I bet you it's hundreds. You know, we've done hundreds of hours. Right. You know, it's been, right. You know, they want to know, the walk it through. There
years.
It is.
5 years.
Yeah. Well, you know, in the beginning, my whole thing was to be encouraging to you and a lot of other people in this end. That's why I did the summits and all that kind of stuff. It's because I wanted you to know that, you know, this information is needed. It's supported to get it out there. People are, you know, there are people that aren't afraid. I'm not afraid of being associated with the truth. You know, bring it on. And sooner or later, this is all going to come out. Well, here we freaking go, you know. And
but why didn't it come out February 28th?
Because it's corrupt as hell.
Okay.
I mean, duh. Where you been? You know? I mean, it's plague of corruption. That's why.
That's right. Well, hopefully the book still comes out and they don't censor that, because
that'd
you know.
Be awesome. That'd be like vaxxed. You don't get to play, you know? I love when they do that crap. That's awesome. So the best thing ever happened to you. Well, they did it with it's called The Ballad of Carl Draga, and it was all about you know, abuses of government and law enforcement going and kicking indoors and whatever, written by Vince Aprinowitz, a Las Vegas Review Journal editor that wrote the book, and he was a speaker at one of our Freedom Summits in New England and Manchester, and the governor banned his book from New Hampshire. You can't have that book. I'm banning it. And I'm like, That was awesome. We're going to get some attention now. If they did that to your book, that'd be awesome. Now, that's another thing. It's published. You can buy it at Amazon. You'd think, I thought they're purging all this stuff from Amazon.
Right. Well, we'll see, because people have a pre-order status. So I talked on a show called The Sarah Westall Show last week, and I told anybody that pre-orders the book, email me and I'll send them the electronic version. And to make sure they don't censor it and they have to ship it. So I've sent out hundreds, and I'll do the same thing today. Anybody that, even if you write me, you don't have to show me the confirmation. Tell me you pre-ordered the book. I trust you. I know there are people in this country with integrity. Pre-order the book. Any way you can pre-order it, Barnes & Noble, anywhere. You know, let's have a groundswell. We want to see. We want to see the truth about what Fauci's done for 40 years, since 1984, 35 years. We want to know how the only true zoonosis was the retrovirus in the last 20 years. The most dangerous zoonosis, let's not say the only true, the most dangerous zoonosis.
Zoonosis, man, don't even start with these words. What the hell is zoonosis?
The animal virus is jumping into humans from xenotransplantation.
Got it.
That is mixing foreign tissues. Every single vaccine injection is injecting animal tissues, including coronaviruses, folks. They're all grown in animal tissues, and all animals have coronaviruses. So the Pediarix, the vaccine they give a two-month-old, has coronavirus, SIV, simian immune deficiency virus, the relative that brought HIV into the world, Vero monkey kidney cells, and oh, by the way, our 2011 book, that's the slide right there. How did mouse cancer-causing viruses get into humans? Oh, from biological therapies made in mouse tissues, including most likely vaccines in the last 30 years. First, the polio vaccines in the 1930s. We passed the polio virus, enterovirus, we cultured it in mouse brains to supposedly make it weaker. What happened in the last few years? Oh, now we have acute flaccid myelitis. We started growing polio virus in Vero monkey kidney cells, the same place we grew coronaviruses, and we're injecting these in our children in vaccines. So the most dangerous zoonosis, and we can see it all around us, came from the murine, from the mouse cancer, leukemia, causing viruses injected from many, many vaccines, including MMR. Including,
Do you think this is a tactic of Trump? He does this a lot. He brings the guys in, puts them up on a pedestal, and then you get to have a target to go after. Do you think that was intentional?
Well, I don't know Trump, and I'm not even going to try to guess at his intentions, but...
Thank you.
Hey, if he's not fired now... If these men aren't put in prison right now for what they just did, all three of them on that editorial, that's a good start.
What did the editorial do? They just admitted they were, I don't know, lying, wrong?
They admitted they were wrong on February
28th. Consider New Hampshire.
I mean, they admitted what?
They admitted they were wrong on February 28th. Frank just told me that article's published a month ago. None of this should have ever shut down. Why did he say that to the government is what Frank just read. Why did he go on TV in the last month? Oh, it's worse than we thought. No, it's not. No, it's not. That's from that Dell Bigtree show. Oh, anybody that has a death certificate gets COVID-19 written on it. They didn't die of COVID-19. They died of heart failure. They died of pneumonia from other causes. They died of everything else. Nobody died of COVID-19.
You know, how did your thing go with Tim Pachote and Luke? Luke had on James Corbett, and Corbett was, you know, he's not buying this stuff. You know, neither am I. He's going, no, this is all. And Luke really pushed back. He's like, you know, we need to be more feared, you know.
He didn't sound feared when I was talking to him. He sounded like he believed me. I thought the interview went well. And you know, he kind of, you know, he said,
I look forward to seeing it.
He said, well, why would we do that? You know, and I tried to explain some of this. I said, well, you don't even have to go to the whys. The simple thing is, how long has it really been here? Because it made no sense that 100 countries got it overnight. And, you know, and Italy, oh, look at Italy. They gave them the one of the worst flu vaccines, contaminated with all kind of stuff, made in dog cells, not chicken cells, containing 4 influenza vaccines. And people, sorry, people think these things are dead, that they're not live viruses. But the flu vaccines are live attenuated viruses, meaning they weaken them.
Okay, so how do they weaken them? They got attenuate. They just keep replicating them. They do what
in animal tissues. Yeah, you take them out of the tissue they grow in. That's what the whole thing about. That's how you know coronavirus in the monkey cells. It's supposed to go from a bat to an intermediate species. It somehow jumps into a small animal. You know, the bat soup wasn't cooked in Wuhan, so the people ate the small animals who ate the bat soup, and this one lady in this seafood market, and boom, the whole world has it. That's not how it works. That's the slide there that's shown nosocomial. No, you mess with it in the lab. That's what happened with the XMRVs. That's chapter 8 of plague. The July 22nd invitation only meeting was, oh my God, we can't afford to retrofit our labs to make it safe for lab workers who work with mice. So they just called all of these viruses, these contagious cancer viruses. I just want to say that again. Contagious cancer viruses spread through the air like the coronavirus we're talking about. And yet, but these cause cancer, you know, and they cause it, you know, and you could see the cancer rates skyrocketing exactly as the amount of tissue in it, you know, exactly parallel to the amount of this animal tissue in this kind of work. When you inject it into a human and it's cow blood and it's horse pig blood, and pigs have different immune systems. That's how things jump species.
Okay, so why I'm not. It seems like, you know, we've just been guinea pigs for big pharma, and the government's helping. We're to what end? I it's not making us healthier. They have all the stats to show we're not healthier. I don't. All right, let's talk about
that's
that. Right. We come back. Here we go.
Visit promote.lrn.fm for a free bumper sticker, flyers, banners, graphics, and more. Promote.lrn.fm.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Who grew up tall and proud in the shadow.
I think it fell. You know, they dropped it or something. You know, we have, you know, I got a story coming up on the Telegram. You know, declare your independence, Ernest Hancock Telegram, and some people send me Telegram. A bunch of people are calling me too for something. I'm live. You know, get over it. LA sheriff removed as emergency operations director. Now, here we have the sheriff. You know, this is your job. You got to do your job, and you can do what we tell you job. Well, the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors has removed him as head of the county's emergency operation because he's not kissing up butt, I guess. Something. They're going to get the right guy in charge of the right guy. And we look at, in a lot of different states, they'll have, the governor doesn't even do it. You know, it's not, all of a sudden it's Department of Health of be afraid, and we have an order of, what? Who the hell is this guy? You know, they're just doing it. Yeah, make a Homeland Defense of, you know, CDC Fauci. I mean, it all goes back. Fauci's going, yeah, it's not your timeline, Trump. It's the virus's timeline, which is our virus, so it's our timeline. I mean, you know, so I'm like, what the hell is going on? Now, what we've been talking about in the break is zoonosis, you know, like zoo. You know, like you have all these animals that get in the bat this, and he gives it to that, and then they take and make a vaccine, and all of a sudden, you're getting this stuff, you're getting inoculated with all of this not only diseases and viruses and crap, but foreign biological making you a chimera, different retrovirus in your cell, and you start growing monkey tails like, you know, Jumanji or something. And I'm going, what the hell? And all the evidence, there's a bunch showing not only is it, you know, damaging, jacking up your immune system, it's making you sicker, you're getting all kinds of aversions of different foods, you're getting allergies, you're having all kinds of mental disorders, encephalopathy, however you say that, swelling of the brain, all kinds of things going on. But no, it's all good. You'll pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Then you have Tony Fauci, which, you know, Dr. Judy has no love for her over years. She's making sure we all know it, is now the head guy standing up there with Trump. All of a sudden, today, we get, or yesterday or whatever, we get March 31st. Yesterday, here's dated. They're going, yeah, we were kind of wrong. I don't hear
but that
this
article came out in February 28th. I just saw it yesterday. People like to keep things for me.
February 28th, over a month ago. And right. You have that, and they still did the shutdown. This is, somebody's got to stay after school on this. What do you think is going to be ramifications of this?
I don't think, you know, what I want the ramifications to be is that everybody wakes up and sees, you know, all of this that he's done, whether, you know, Zika, Ebola that killed 21,000 people in Liberia, oh, those pesky black people sitting on the diamonds and oil. Oh, yeah, let's just go get them with this Ebola that they weaponized out of Fort Detrick. Oh, yeah, and it was just the Zaire strain. They forgot how to cook their food after 4 zillion years. You know, same thing as Wuhan. Oh, yeah, they can just do this, and we're so stupid. Oh, Zika, you know, as they weaponize mosquitoes and force DTP shots on the women. Oh, Zika causes microcephaly. Don't go to Brazil for the Olympics, folks. You'll get Zika. You know, CDC Zika all over the airport. Zika can't. And, you know, not a single case of Zika in America in 16, you know, really, you know, and they get away with it, and they get away with it because, you know, I blame the American people for being that stupid. How many times does one man have to stand there and con? And it's not just Trump standing there next to Hillary, standing there in 2011. You know, standing there next to Bill, you know, a Reagan when he signed the in 1986 and took away all liability from vaccine manufacturers. Oh, you know, fear, the next pandemic, the Sunday before the election. He's on there, you know, after Hillary falls down with pneumonia and, you know, out of the stumbles in New York. And, oh, is she sick? No, I got my vaccines. And then Trump said, oh, I don't believe in vaccines. No, never get a flu shot. Don't need that. And they vilified him, you know, and then Fauci goes on 60 Minutes and said, you know, that white coat as he's lying, you know, sat there and says, oh, well, the next pandemic, you know, Trump won't be ready. He doesn't know anything about it. He doesn't believe in vaccine, whatever. And then here a year ago, you know, the whole measles outbreak. So the whole measles outbreak, like, let's drive the vaccine. Let's vilify, you know, the unvaccinated. Somebody who is unvaccinated has never been exposed, has never been injected to this garbage, has a perfectly functioning immune system, cannot cause disease. Just, and now they took it to another level. Everybody stays home, and you kids who are out there having a good time on spring break, you're not being sensitive. You're being selfish. You're spreading disease. How can a healthy kid spread disease? You know, I've isolated viruses from lots of sick people, including HIV. I've never once isolated HIV from the saliva of a well HIV infected patient. And I bet if you tried to do it for Magic Johnson or anybody else who's seropositive today, they're not spreading the virus. They're not spreading the virus. How can healthy people spread SARS-2 coronavirus when they make antibodies that you won't test for the antibodies, because that'll prove natural herd immunity. And that'll prove, actually, we don't need your vaccine program. And your vaccine program is done because your vaccine program created this plague of chronic disease, of cancer, of autism, of ME/CFS, of lupus, of Alzheimer's, of psychosis, you know, the Lyme disease, everything you think of, arthritis, for Christ's sake. We crippled our entire world with these garbage contaminated vaccines that the liability was removed from in 1986 because Fauci stood next to Reagan and scared him that we won't make your vaccines anymore if you keep suing
good.
Us.
Good. This is starting to, I'm wondering what the ramifications are going to be as this plays out. And it's amazing. You know, a friend of mine, he was posting a video on gardening, biochar or whatever, and he said, grow your own food, you know, because damn, they took over this entire country without even a single boot on the ground.
Right.
They just scared you into your house.
And they could keep you in your house. I mean, you won't keep me off the beach, walking on the beach, going on the beach, you know, this, and people are escorting you home. You're out here putting people at risk. No, I'm not putting anybody at risk. You know, I'm standing on the beach. There's nobody within 100 yards next to me except Frank Rossetti, and I put him at risk for 37 years. He's just fine, thank you. And you know, it's nuts. You know, and somebody gets to say who gets to work. You know, you're not taking the jobs away from the TV announcers. You're not taking the jobs away from the police. You know, and again, L.A. last week.
They needed all of this to fund their pensions. This, I tell you what you're taking away from all the municipal employment, their pensions. This is all the money. It's going away. And now what they got to refund everything. I've totally fine. I got trillions and trillions and trillions of spread it around dollars. This is, I have no idea what Trump's game is on this, but it better be some freaking charming fifth dimensional chess or something. I don't get it.
Yeah, well, we could provide 1,000 people at the highest risk with interferon, for 200 units for 7 days of interferon to have on their shelf to take, and for 50 cents a dose.
Okay, now wait.
You know, why aren't
there's a lot of, okay, I give you one. This chloroquina, malaria, whatever the hell. And Tony Fauci, man, he couldn't nuzzle, you know, in on the podium fast enough to tell everybody Trump's full of crap, and now we got them legalizing it and governors calling for it and doing it, and Tony wasn't able to stop that. What was going on there?
Same thing. Why isn't he gone? It's anecdotal. He's done that for years. He stopped ME/CFS patients from taking antiretroviral therapy, which, you know, cured HIV/AIDS and made it into a nothing. They advertise it on TV, PrEP. Oh, pre, in case, you know, if your HIV is nothing, you won't spread the virus. And yet they won't give it to the ME/CFS patients or the kids with autism. They won't give that therapy. They took it away from them because it shows I was right. We were right. The retroviruses, the contaminants of the vaccines, the immune dysregulation caused by these dozens of shots.
Oh, and everybody's getting learnified. Then what?
Right.
There. All right. Gosh. You know, unless they cancel flights again, I keep having to rebook. But I leave hopefully Friday. And I'll be gone until, I don't know, whenever the bus is done and I drive it back. So we're going to be doing the show from the bus, probably. And we'll try and get you on at least every week if we can get you available, okay?
Sure.
So this is happening fast. This is like good old days. We'll get some. I'm looking at Change the News. They haven't put up your interview yet. That's why I was asking. I was going, didn't they love you? You know, because Luke has been, he's definitely pro.
Well, I don't, they might not have loved us.
Well, you know, I know Tim did. So, you know, Tim, eventually it'll get edited, put up on his channel or something.
After a few minutes.
I'm sorry?
Luke didn't like the answers. Luke didn't like the answers. And about 15, I mean, maybe he didn't, because about 15 minutes into it, it was Tim asking me questions. And, you know, and he was satisfied with the answers.
Luke is a good friend, but he really really went all in on this is going to, we're all going to die in body bags everywhere because he's in New York City. And I'm not sure what he's paying attention to or his motivation, but and he was one of the most critical of media and the government on 9/11. I mean, that's what started him. He was a big 9/11 guy. And when he and I were texting back and forth, and he goes, yeah, but this, and the government says that, and the doctors of, and I interviewed, and I'm going, who am I talking to? What body snatcher got you, man? I mean, when have you ever believed a freaking thing these guys say?
Right, exactly.
You know, I'm whatever. So it's interesting to see this. And it's not just him. There's a lot of my good libertarian friends, and they're like, yeah, but when it really matters that, you know, Constitution, Bill of Rights, and thou shalt, you know, a lot of time we just need to trust government and kind of keep a safe government. And I'm like, whoa. What the hell just happened to you guys? What was it that did? And I'm telling you what I'm seeing. The people that are most susceptible to this kind of stuff is from the pressure that they're getting from social media. It's their Facebook. It's them incentives of who gets platformed and done and what you're supposed to and allowed to say of somebody or something. This is exactly what happens every time. I've seen it in, you know, Waco and Ruby Ridge and Oklahoma City and 9/11 and the housing. I mean, you can see it. I go, look, it's the exact same thing they did here. Yeah, but this is different. No, it's not. It's the same people doing the same crap for the same reasons. It's just a different, you know, hell, the lyrics are the same. They just changed the tune. You know, I'm what the hell? So I'm glad that we've been able to give you this ability to express yourself. And I know I'm not the best at whatever, but at least you've had time to say what you wanted to say over the years and put people on yourself and other people on the record of what's what and where and when and what to expect. Well, here we freaking go. So Right. What we're going to have is sooner or later, we're going to get numbers. There's going to be numbers that aren't going to be messed around. Somebody's going to get, oh, give you a perfect example. Just this weekend or into last week or something, just last week at the latest, all of a sudden, there's a big giant revelation that Building 7 was demolition, so says the researcher, university, government, or something. You know, we're like, yeah, you know, that Building 7 thing, kind of not what we're in the 9/11 commission report, didn't even mention it. And I'm like, what the hell? My sister that's staying here helping us do some stuff, you know, move and everything, because she's shut down. You know, she can't do work, so she's hanging out here. You know, she goes, Building 7, what's that? I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm you've been here. And my family, they know. I mentioned it just in one ear, out the other. It doesn't mean anything. I don't care, you know. And then you start finding out. I go, man, we've been living in this freaking soup of bullshit, you know, for a long time. Uncovering the secrets, exposing the lies. That's why I do this. Yeah. You know, you go on the archives on Freedom's Phoenix, and I said, go look at vaccines and vaccinations from the beginning in 09. And you look at H1N1, all the emergency, whatever the hell Obama did, trying to scare you out of whatever.
Well, it wasn't Obama. It was Fauci. Always Fauci. You know, he stands next to the president. And you know, let's just, it goes across four presidents. You know, but five, both Bushes. How did we do anthrax at 9/11? Oh, now they put it in envelopes out of Fort Detrick and mailed it to the congressman. Yeah. No, they didn't. That was fraud. Scare everybody into using the anthrax vaccine, which just before that, the senator from Delaware was saying, this is killing military. We're not doing this anymore. Oh, now conveniently, it's all gone. Conveniently with Ebola, everybody forgets about Thompson. Oh, how interesting. That was Ebola in 14, right as Thompson made his confession that, oh, by the way, we kind of fudged that data. And yeah, vaccines are a bit of a problem. Ebola. And they do cause autism. And yeah, Ebola. And then they fly that little plane with Fauci standing next to Obama, and they're flying that injured doctor. That's why it's in the book, Kent Brantley's book.
I'm thinking that Trump set, hopefully, the possibility is that he's setting them up. You know, like he does with all these guys. He puts them up on the podium. Everybody gets attention. Say your piece. Do it kind of, and that guy. Everybody knows what he looks like. You make fun of him at the checkout counter at the Circle K. I mean, you know, whatever. It's so hopefully, and hopefully that's the result either way anyway. But, you know, I went through this, and I was showing on the site, you know, on the screen. I'm going, look, people, you go to vaccines and vaccinations when we first started covering in 09, and you just look at the pages of the stories. Just scroll down, and you go, yep, H1N1, oh, my God, we're all going to die. Oh, this is what I saw. They called it, it was a news story back in 09, novel H1N1 virus. No, I go, how many coronaviruses are novel? I thought this was a novel one. You know, they're not novel. They're all novel. You know, I'm like, what? So they're using right. The same language, the same BS, the right. Same thing.
Right. And what did they cover up? XMRV. Oh, no, no, that's not anything. Oh, no, that's a laboratory contaminant. Oh, no, 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 that didn't happen like that. Oh, no, 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 no. You know why? You know, he just protests too much. It's real. 25 million Americans. You know who's the most susceptible to the next pandemic? God knows which one. Yeah. Oh, all those people that have those retroviruses, those 25 million Americans, we're the ones that go out, you know, with the next.
Okay, let me ask you this. We did, God, what's that mushroom? Choka, chaka, chaka,
yeah, chaka.
Chaka.
Chaka. Yeah,
so we got, you know, I got all this stuff early on because I just go, yep, I need antivirals. I need this. I need that. We had James Lyons-Weiler on. He suggested some stuff. And you got to be like, all right, fine. So I go, get it now because you're not going to be able to get it later. Okay. So I told Donna, I said, all right, this, and this, and we'll do this and nutrition supplement of that. And you get the oxygen generator and the oxygen saturation sensor and the IV stuff. And we go, all right, we're good. Well, is it real? I don't know, but it's probably good to have this stuff anyway. I don't care, okay? That's why Donna found 208 rolls of toilet paper in the attic with the grandkids. I'm like, yeah, we're good, okay? That was that was H1N1. I'm like, they pissed me off. Yeah. I bought more beans. Yeah. So we're fine. We're having to divvy. I'm not taking all the food. I can't. I got 11 big poly barrels full of crap. I'm divvying out amongst all the kids. So I'm going, yep, you know, you guys are good now. We don't have to go shopping. We just go over to grandma and grandpa's. So I'm like, all right, you know, whatever. But a lot of them, they're good. They got things going on. So, I'm looking at a regimen, you know, kind of the stuff that you do. I'm all right, we'll take these antivirals. We'll do this mushroom thing. We'll go. You keep doing that as part of a regular maintenance health thing. Is that going to purge all the viruses and the retros and everything from my system? I just get regular baseline healthier of bring it on.
Yeah, you're basically going to have a healthier liver. You can't purge the retroviruses, but you can keep them silent. So you keep them silent. They don't bother you. Your liver isn't overwhelmed with fatty liver disease because of all the glyphosate and garbage GMOs. So your liver can function. And yeah, that's what your immune system does. It clears these things. A functioning immune system is all you need. Then you make strong antibodies. You don't have to worry about anything. And for the most part, you don't even get sick most years. Sure, you might cough a little, sneeze a little, like you said, when you get sick. Oh, but it happens to be spring, and there happens to be green stuff all over our car.
Yeah, no, so, yeah, no, pollen has it. You know,
that'll make you sneeze a bit, folks.
Well,
yeah,
it does me, but what happened?
But now when you walk into a hospital, they'll call that corona.
Right. He coughed. You know, my whole thing is bee pollen. If you get local bee pollen, that cured me within 3 days. I mean, I've been doing that every day. It's just part of my thing. We go to Sprouts, and she gets a bee pollen for, I don't know, 10 bucks or whatever it is, and she puts it in my drink, and I'm done, along with other supplements. And it just, I'm 59 now. I mean, I've just been around a while. And I tell you when it started. One, it was the bee pollen. That cured a bunch of my, you know, because I, in Arizona, man, something's always blooming. And when the citrus trees go, it's like walking into a freaking fog. It was killing me. So, and that's what the problem I had as a kid. They thought I had asthma. We lived in Florida. It was the orange blossoms, you know?
Yeah.
And so now that's not a problem anymore. I don't know if I still have a problem if I stop taking it, because usually I can tell. I'm like, whoa, what the, did you, oh, well, I ran out. There ain't no running out. Go get buckets of whatever the hell? Because I need to, man, you know, there's, I don't want to be, I don't want to have to get shots. I just get the local bee pollen. I'm good. The other thing is, and, you know, a bunch of other little supplements, but I tell you, this was the big one. The thing that cured me to where I stopped having colds, it was zinc tablets that I would bite just a little chip off of just to coat my throat before I went to sleep. And one of those tablets would last me 3, 4, 5, 10 days. I mean, you know, it's nothing more than just, it's like spraying the colloidal silver in the back for the same reasons. It does the same stuff for the same reason. A metal that, you know, whatever. So I do that, and now the spray of the colloidal silver is easier. But same thing, and I can feel it. I feel it in the back of my throat. Might get a little achy, feel a kind of headache coming on. Go, yep, here it comes. And I do that, boom, it goes away, and I'm done. I don't get sick. But I am exposed. I can feel that there's something trying to get me, but it once I realize that, I do all these little procedures and oil of oregano to start getting, oh, this one's really wanting to give me what fur, so I take like 4 oil of oregano capsules and use that topically on every freaking cut infection. That works good too. So I do all these little grandma says stuff, and grandma Donna's giving me all her grandma goodies, and I don't get sick. I don't allow it to get that. Doesn't mean I'm not exposed. It's just we have strong immune systems. We're making sure that we, you know, hit it on the front line. We make sure it doesn't get in the respiratory. And when it does, I inhale right now. I go, little vaporize, you know, the colloidal silver. I inhale it in my lungs. None shall pass. I win. And it doesn't get bad. Once the people start learning this, they start doing a lot of these treatments that they're doing now, the rapid, all of a sudden, within a year, this shutdown is going to change a lot of people's health, and I guarantee Big Pharma will get less, and they are going to freak. We need another disease, and they'll make up one if they have to.
Right, and that's what they do all along. But if we can get in there and stop it, and people say, I'm not believing your game anymore, the emperor has no clothes. That's the whole purpose of writing Plague of Corruption. You can walk through the whole thing and say, oh, yeah, I remember that. And it reads true. I was just talking to my friend who's known me since 1980. He calls for my birthday every year. And I sent his birthday's March 27th. So I sent him the book on last Friday, and we talked about it. And he wrote back and he asked me about deuterium depleted water near the last chapters. And I said, you're near the end. Are you enjoying this? And he said, yep, every word sounds exactly like you, as if I was hearing you from yesterday. And so people are going to wake up and look at these things and they remember, you know, I was at Fort Detrick. Here's the publication I taught, Ebola to infect human cells. That's accelerating virus evolution. I'm creating new species. Oh, it's not a recombinant in the lab. No, I didn't say it was recombinant in the lab. But every time I was joking with Frank, I called it the Heisenberg uncertainty principle of biology. Every time you culture a virus in a different animal cell or a cell line, you change it. You don't know how you change it, but you change it. You can't culture a virus and have go through replication and grow up big lots of it without them taking mutations, changes. That's what mutate means, change. So you change it every single time. Every single human that encounters a virus, their immune system just is different. It's like shooting bullets at it. You get different kind of bullets from different parts of the immune system until you cripple it and it can't replicate anymore. And so if all your weapons are firing, if your gut's healthy and you're not don't have leaky gut, then your gut microbiome is helping you fight. Blah 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 blah, and on and on and on. This is your weaponry. So like you said, keep your weaponry strong. Zinc is like something that keeps the inside of your gun clean. So when you fire the bullet, it shoots. It doesn't get stuck in the barrel. You know, that's what natural killers do. They shoot weapons, mast cells. They shoot things. They produce histamines. They go blow up whatever it is. So if you consider your entire immune system as, an entire military system, which has redundant pathways, and you keep them strong, you don't need a vaccine. All of us, they're targeting us. They stopped targeting the original, the gays, the prostitutes, and now they're targeting this over 65. They tried it with get the four-time tougher flu vaccine over 65, and I don't know how many people they killed with that. So it's over 65. Oh, you've been resistant. Everybody said, hey, measles doesn't kill anybody. We don't care about measles. You know, measles, who cares? So what did they do? Well, they created a new one. They created coronavirus. COVID-19 means coronavirus infectious disease, and there is none. Satisfies none of Koch's postulates, none of Hill's criteria. Everybody with the virus has to have the disease. We just read less than 0.1% of the people with the virus will get any kind of disease severe enough to be hospitalized or die. That's not causative. That's not causative. You can't call it a disease. I won't stop calling it SARS-CoV-2. It's a severe acute respiratory syndrome number 2, and it evolved. It's a more pathogenic strain of SARS-1. But what that editorial said today is no, it's not a more pathogenic strain of SARS-1. It's a less pathogenic strain than either SARS or MERS, which killed 10% or whatever. Now, on a month ago, this one is no worse than a flu. What did we say for the entire month of March on TV? Oh, this is just a flu. You know, maybe that's what everybody was dying of last year when Robert Redfield there, that co-author on that paper, said, oh, this is a severe flu season in 2018. And the vaccine's only 19% effective, but get it anyway, because, boy, people are dropping like flies. Remember, they were just calling it influenza. Oh, 80,000 people died in America, according to the CDC, of influenza in 2018. And yet only less than 1,000 of them had a influenza virus in their system active as part of the disease. So what did the other 79,000 die of? Oh, you know, did 2,000 of them die of bacterial pneumonia? Did 4,000 of them die of SARS-2 COV? And then you just drove it through the elderly population. So you're just killing the elderly. It's scare them until they get that shot. And then don't do the accurate test to show that they're already immune and they don't need that shot. And this is why, you know, I keep talking, but I better stop talking because I have to
say your voice.
Well, call all these people who want to talk to me for my birthday.
Oh, but happy birthday. Thanks for spending your birthday with us. You know, Dr. Judy, I'm glad you're there to get all this out. And your attitude towards the whole thing has just been faith in, you know, just keep doing it, and here it comes.
Faith in people and speaking kindly with you as much as we can, not yelling. It's not about me. It's about our entire world. They want to change the entire paradigm of health. And I think this debacle might tell everybody, oh, that's the last time you ever fool me. We're done. And I hope Trump leads the way in doing that. That's all we can ask for.
He's done more than Bernie Sanders ever and Elizabeth Warren ever dreamed of doing. I mean, he nationally socialized the economy more. It did. I'm not a fan. I don't know what the secret game plan of whatever it is. They could have given all this money so the NSA can track it and they hunt it down and who got what where and, you know, get the flow chart or something. But I don't know. Unless they go to gold standard or doing away with the Fed and ending all the wars, they got some fifth dimensional chess or something. You know, I'm not buying it. He's just as bad as the rest of them so far. So I don't know. We'll see. I'm hoping, but I'm not seeing it. You know, I'm not seeing it, but we'll see. All right. Thanks for spending time with us, Dr. Judy. Happy birthday.
Sure. Thanks, Ernie. Talk soon.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.